The PGA Championship begins this morning at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. Rich Beem is the defending champion, but as seems to be the case much of the time in golf these days, Tiger Woods is getting much of the attention. The championship is his last chance to win a major title in 2003. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Renee.
So is it a big deal if Tiger Woods goes, say, an entire year without winning one of the four majors?
Well, for Tiger it is, because he builds his whole year and has built his entire career around chasing Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 major titles. He's won eight now, but he has not won the last five, which for Tiger constitutes a slump. He would also very much like to win this PGA, because that would make him the first player since Walter Hagen at the beginning of the century to win major titles in five consecutive years. So there's a lot at stake for Tiger this week.
The other story this week is that for the first time in a long time, the Player of the Year title is still up for grabs. Is that because Woods isn't dominating play this year?
Exactly. I mean, Tiger's had, by mortal standards, a very good year. He's won four times. He's second on the money list. But Davis Love III has also won four times. Mike Weir won the Masters and has won three times. Jim Furyk won the U.S. Open. So there is a wide-open battle going in for the Player of the Year title. And should one of those players, Tiger included, of course, win the PGA, that would pretty much wrap up the Player of the Year. Whereas in the past 4 years, Tiger was already the Player of the Year. So this is a little bit different.
And defending champion Rich Beem came out of nowhere last year to win. Is that getting to be a regular event?
It is at the PGA. 12 of the last 15 winners of the PGA have been first-time major champions, and only three of them have gone on and won another major subsequently. I think because it's the last of the four, everybody's a little bit worn out in August. They play three majors within 9 weeks. The PGA is a little bit different than the first three majors in terms of the way the players approach it. Of course, this year, we've already had a first-time winner at the Masters, a first-time winner at the U.S. Open, and, of course, Ben Curtis is unbelievable. Win at the British Open in his first major championship of his life.
Let's talk for a moment about Oak Hill itself. The PGA often has gone to courses that aren't all that well known, but Oak Hill has plenty of history.
It really does. I mean, it's hosted three U.S. Opens, including the one in 1980, which was the last of Jack Nicklaus's five PGA titles, and it hosted the Ryder Cup in 1995. So this is a very historic, traditional golf course. The scores will probably not be very low. When Curtis Strange won the Open in 1989, he was only two under par. So this is a course where hitting the ball straight and making pars is at a premium, much like a U.S. Open course, which is why a guy like Jim Furyk, who won the U.S. Open, will go in as one of the favorites, along, of course, with Tiger Woods.
And this is a tough course. Sounds like might be a good fit for Tiger Woods.
Every golf course is a good fit for Tiger Woods, including pitch and putt, Renee. But yes, I think that Tiger likes golf courses tougher because that eliminates a lot of the field that can't hit the ball straight enough to stay in contention. The less people he has to deal with on Saturday and Sunday, the better his chances.
Thanks, John.
Bye, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Open Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black, the story of the first U.S. Open played on a true public golf course.